This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. In about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Sime Darby Plantations on the US ban on their palm oil. But in the meantime, we are running a Twitter poll asking you what is the main challenge in implementing an effective MCO. So this is after the Prime Minister's announcement yesterday.
The people have spoken, Lynn. 36% think a lack of clear SOPs, and that's tied with a lack of fair enforcement at 36% as well. 23% say no government financial aid. 5% say others, although the comments are here, but we will get into them a little later. But one of them was a comment on leadership.
All right. So do continue to let us know what you think. That's over at BFM Radio. But right now we are talking about the government, because before the Prime Minister's address yesterday evening, headlining the news were reports of Minister of Foreign Affairs Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein potentially being named Deputy Prime Minister as early as this week. The Prime Minister's office did issue a statement in the afternoon dismissing it as a rumour spread by those with bad intentions. But this really comes on the back of the fact that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is in a bit of a shaky position right now at the top after Perikatan Nasional was left with only about 110 MPs supporting them.
Yeah, so this is similar to that of the opposition in the 222-seat Day One Rakyat. And this is due to the Machang MP, Dato' Sri Ahmad Jazlan Yaakob, who withdrew support for Perikatan last weekend. And apparently, Dato' Sri Muhammad Nazri Abdul Aziz is also considering whether he should follow this Langkah Machang, whether he should also withdraw support of Tan Sri Muhyiddin.
So with questions surrounding Muhyiddin's loss of majority support, UMNO pushing for GE15 and an MCO which will come into effect tomorrow, how will things play out politically from here on out? Sharing with his thoughts with us this morning is Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Dr. Hamidin, thank you for joining us today. Now, the Prime Minister's office swiftly dismissed reports of Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein's potential appointment as Deputy Prime Minister, but do you think it's possible, given that Machang MP and UMNO man Dato' Sri Ahmad Jazlan Yaakob withdrew his support for PN last week, that we might still see something of the sort come out of the PM's office?
Morning. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. I think it's almost impossible for Tan Sri Muhyiddin to make any changes, especially in regard to the appointment of Deputy Prime Minister at this particular time, especially if he want to appoint Hishamuddin as a Deputy Prime Minister. From many angles, definitely, I think you will get the resistance from UMNO, which I don't think Hishamuddin is representing the top leadership of UMNO now. And at the same time, I think looking at the current situation of the government, I think what Tan Sri Muhyiddin can do is pretty much survive and make sure that nothing happened in the parliament, in the next parliament sitting. That's all that he can do at this particular moment.
So UMNO has made overtures there needs to be a DPM and should be chosen from their party to reflect the number of seats they have in parliament. Why is Muhyiddin reluctant to give in and appoint a DPM?
I think from that angle, I think what Muhyiddin want to do is basically he want to check UMNO at the same time. He knows that UMNO have the biggest number, and definitely I think he want to establish then Bersatu still as the leaders in the parties in the government. However, I think as we can see that UMNO definitely have their own ambitions and have their own plan, and definitely UMNO riding being part of the government to be one of the leader for them, the path for them to get back to the power.
So I guess the big question following up from that point, Doctor, is that how long can Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin keep doing this, right? How long can he keep basically holding off the various stakeholders who want a bit more for themselves? Is this a sustainable strategy?
I don't think so. I think a general election is very much inevitable. I think what's holding us basically is the pandemic. I don't think we didn't have any more strategy left to make sure that he can sustain the government. And in fact, for UMNO, I think they are they have a very much strong confidence looking at the statement that's coming up from UMNO lately. Does that really reflect reality is another question. But I think psychologically, I think UMNO is very confident that they're going to be back in the government and lead in the government. But for Tan Sri Muhyiddin, I think that's the best way is very much to ensure who can be their allies for the next general election. I think in these couple of weeks, I think that's what he he will do more strategically to make sure that PAS will be stable bersatu and try to get as many small parties to be in their side.
Yeah, but from the way I look at it, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's basically saving grace is the fact that he is in the office of the Prime Minister, right? And that comes with a lot of power, especially when it comes to whether it's when to call the elections and things like that. What would make him call for GE early? Because it seems like the cards are in UMNO's favour if a general election is called. Mm.
Indeed. I think, as I said just now, looking at the current situation with the withdrawal support of the Jazlan from Machang and many others who's threatening that, I think with that, I think Tan Sri Muhyiddin know that he's losing grip with UMNO, especially with UMNO leadership. I think it's very much clear that UMNO leadership is going to use the strategy of using a call from the Bahagian to make sure that they, whatever that they want to do with the government is getting get support structurally from the party. So with that, I think Muhyiddin is have no other choice other than to call for the general election.
But even within UMNO, there are very deep divisions. And so what do you think the outcome will be at the upcoming UMNO AGM that's going to take place at the end of this month, especially if the MCO will still be in effect by then?
I think even though UMNO want to portray that they are very much a united party at this particular moment, I don't think so. I think what's happened in UMNO as it is now will, as you said, reflects a deep division within UMNO. And for me, UMNO is still not in a good situation actually to face a general election. But despite that, we can see that the leadership think otherwise. I think what UMNO really want to do now is very much to make sure that their support, their base get reward for whatever that they want to do. And with that, is the only things for them is very much general election.
Well, let's just talk about what opposition leader Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim is calling for. He's called on the government to be more transparent about its plans to combat the pandemic. So now I think we have like two cabinet ministers or three now infected with the virus. How can the government gain the people's confidence in order for them to strengthen their hold on Putrajaya?
I think strategically, I think that is a very good call by Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim. I think we know that Pakatan Harapan at the same time facing a big challenge of leadership. But by moving from the issues of personality within the Pakatan Harapan really should really look on the policy matters, especially what are their strategy when it comes to that to the general elections. I think that is a good move of Anwar and also Pakatan Harapan to really to shift the momentum from for people to talk about political personality within the PH to the policy matters. And I think by pressuring the government in regard to that, then we give a very good plus point for Pakatan Harapan leading to the general election.
Now, with everything we've discussed so far, how do you think the MCO 2.0 will affect the current political situation, especially now that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's majority in the Dewan Rakyat is in question?
I think as we always discuss before this, that saying that very much what's given lifeline for the PN government is the pandemic. And I think the MCO 2.0 will do the same for Tan Sri Muhyiddin. But the time for him to survive is getting shorter and shorter. But at the same time, we'll give very much reduce the tensions, reduce the discourse about politics among the people and also among the party. So at least Tan Sri Muhyiddin have some breathing space for this couple of weeks to think really hard what is the next strategy for Bersatu and for him to sustain in power.
So Dr. Hamidin, do you think we will see more MPs withdrawing their support from Perikatan Nasional and Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin following the lead of Machang MP Ahmad Jazlan?
I don't think we will see more withdrawal of the support within this couple of weeks. I think UMNO at the same time know that the situations on the ground where people are more concerned with the MCO, but definitely they will hold their decision looking at the strategic time. But definitely I think it's more on the party decision. And this is what people are waiting for, what is the outcome of the General Assembly of UMNO in the end of the month. But I think it's just a very much place where UMNO want to make it official that they will no longer being part of the government. But with that, in my point of view, nothing much left for Tan Sri Muhyiddin.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Hamidin. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, research fellow at the Ilham Center, giving us some insight into a potential UMNO Bersatu breakup, since we've seen ties between the two parties get increasingly shaky over the past couple of weeks. And of course, as we head into the UMNO GA the end of the month.
Yeah, it looks like UMNO has the headway, just given by the sheer number of seats that they have, right? But I don't think UMNO should, he also alluded to the fact that UMNO support can also be quite uncertain, and I don't think they should push their luck, right, and try to force a GE to happen. I don't think they can overestimate the support they have, because people are actually worried about bread and butter issues, and calling for a GE during the pandemic could just upset many people, and this plan, this strategy could actually just backfire on UMNO.
Yeah, actually, I just want to read out this the poll that we asked yesterday that the Bigger Picture team put out in the afternoon. Now that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has the support of 110 MPs, less than the required majority, what do you think should happen? And 45% responded, no idea anymore. Mm-hmm. And we had 1,600 people respond to this. That's a lot. That's a big number. 33% said they wanted to appoint an interim PM. 11% said continue governing. Another 12% said call for GE. But that is an incredible sentiment gauge. They one thing is the MCO fatigue or the pandemic fatigue is one thing. Political fatigue is really starting to permeate through our society.
Certainly is. And political uncertainty also is going to have not particularly good effects as well on our business sentiment. But unfortunately, this is the situation that we have, and we'll be bringing you updates as we get them ourselves. But right now, we're heading into the 7:30 news bulletin. And after that, looking at the US Democrats' attempts to remove President Donald Trump from office. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.